We discuss Norse gods, our favorite Scandinavian pastries, and contemplate whether crystal skulls are real. Find out if you know on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of June 10th. I'm Sarah Kovash, a digital editor / Twitter goddess here at WESA. And with me is Morning Edition host Josh Rollerson.
Minor Facebook deity. Slash Facebook total non-participant.
Pianist.
And then, of course, we have Miss Social Butterfly Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
I'm here.
Yes.
She puts the social in social media.
She does.
Or Social Club.
That's true. She puts social in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Is that why we call it that?
I thought so.
Yeah, that's very clever.
I was going to be social, at least. I don't know about you, but.
I actually thought about launching a sister podcast called Anti-Social Club. That's just about like what I'm watching on TV and reading in books. And
that sounds
doing anything but going outside.
Amazing.
Yeah, I
watch a lot of TV. Not so much on the reading these days anymore like I want to. Although I did join the library finally. For the first time last week.
Yeah, good for you.
The Mount Washington Library?
Library system, the Carnegie Libraries.
I think I still have a book from the Mount Washington Library from 10 years ago, Pride and Prejudice.
It's a good one.
I know. Now it's mine.
Did you know that you can get audiobooks and ebooks and stuff through the Carnegie Library?
I did know that. I have
So you don't
yet
have to physically visit the library branch ever again. And DVDs, yeah. So,
I probably will primarily use ebooks for my Kindle / iPad, but I did rent a book, an actual hard copy book, so I was so excited. I just wanted to hold one and take it out with me.
Yeah, and flip the pages.
Are you one of those people who just like rub the paper on your skin?
Smell it. And,
yes.
The feel.
And then
it's very
I have been getting over this cold, and I like was reading it and sneezed and was thinking, I wonder who else is
sneezing. Oh my gosh.
Is that too much? This might be edited out later.
That's pretty disgusting.
Nice.
And I'm sorry for what book is it? So people can watch out. Where will you be dropping this off?
It's
Take note.
Sick in the Head by Judd Apatow.
Oh.
Is it good?
That's fitting. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. It's basically him. It's a combination of interviews he did recently with other comedians and people that he really likes, and then interviews that he did when he was at this college radio station and would just contact people and interview them and kind of like transcripts of them. It's interesting.
So you'll get sick by reading Sick in the Head.
Don't get sick in the head by Judd Apatow from the Southside Library.
Oh my gosh.
What are you reading, Rachel?
Aside from Entertainment Weekly.
It's an excellent magazine.
I've actually had this very, very large, thick book by my bedside for a while, which I pick up and read and stop for months and months. It's The History of MTV.
Oh, cool.
It's by the same author. So one of my favorite books, which is no surprise to anyone that knows me, is a SNL book called Live from New York. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge, thick book, again, that has commentary from hosts, guests, everybody in it, producers, writers, everybody in between, so Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd and Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, and it's an amazing book. And so I have always remembered MTV as being something that I watched when I was younger. And
are you old enough to remember videos?
Yeah,
music videos.
I do. Oh my goodness,
videos.
I remember like my whole summer was dedicated to watching the MTV summer shows where they just go to an island or something and just broadcast from that. Or like Florida or something.
Yeah.
Every it was a different place every summer.
What was that called? Oh, I'm thinking of The Grind. Or wait, was that what it was called? The dance party? Mm. Anyway. So it has commentary from hosts, producers, rock stars, musicians. It's good. I am having trouble getting through it, I think, because I just am picking up different things and reading it. And it's just a big book. So I got to commit to it.
Yep. Available at your local library.
Yes, it should be available at your local library. Josh, what are you reading
there? What am I reading? Oh, this is so nerdy. You guys, you're not even going to be able to handle it. I'm reading a translation of the Icelandic Edda, which is a, I think, 13th century text, which is the source material for all of Norse mythology. Everything we know about the Norse pantheon comes from this book, which was written by this Icelandic guy who turned... I'm going to talk about the Icelandic Edda for a while now, so just get comfortable. Snorri Sturluson, crazy name, was like the most politically important and powerful man in Iceland at the time that it was written, which was shortly after Christianity had been introduced in that country, like maybe 100 years later. And he is a scholar and he writes this, you know, history of the Norse people and like this compendium of Norse mythology, which is officially like on the outs now because the Christian church is in. Mm-hmm. And he lays out this theory about how people lost track of God and, you know, they came up with their own crazy religions and that's what this is. But then he goes on to tell a story about how, the descendants of the, you know, the survivors of the Trojan War were so, you know, charismatic and powerful and wealthy and so successful in this new country that they sort of founded that people began to think of them as gods. And then that's where the folklore originated. So, in fact, Thor was a Trojan prince, if you go back like that.
And I remember long ago you saying how you were interested in that kind of genre. And then we started talking about the foods, and you were saying that you were going to start in, I'm not saying this right, probably a food truck, an Icelandic
food
or Norwegian or something.
Norse cuisine.
Yeah. So
all I know from that region is.
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
I'm waiting.
Whale blubber. Any funders, put them in touch.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I need to know what kind of foods this is going to be. Can I get behind
Scandinavian
this?
Foods? Well, like, I mean, cruise out to IKEA and check out the meatballs for starters. That's a good introduction.
Wait, are you serious?
I do love IKEA.
Yeah.
I mean, I've
IKEA
had
meatballs.
Swedish meatballs before.
Yeah. Everybody knows
I love Scandinavian pastries.
No, I come from a town that's in the upper Midwest that's heavily Scandinavian. And so there's a festival every summer, a celebration of Scandinavian heritage. And they, like, you know, there's all this food, which is basically variations on butter and flour and smoked fish. Some of it is totally inedible. A lot of it is amazing, like super rich and creamy and delicious and will make you sick.
I like all those words.
So you you are a proponent of traveling.
Absolutely, 100%.
All right. Okay. Well, I know it's a hot spot.
When you said
and they will never ask me what I'm reading again.
Oh, no.
This made me think of, as a kid, we would go to Solvang in California, which is a little Scandinavian enclave, I think, near Santa Barbara, because I had to Google it because I can't remember. It's been so long. But we would just pretty much go and eat pastries, go to like a cheese shop.
Have you ever had Kringla?
I don't know. I don't think I know what that is.
It's like a, it's sort of like a pretzel-like thing, but it's sweet and very soft.
Ooh. I don't know if I've had that, but that sounds right up my alley.
Have you had krumkaka?
Mm-mm. Oh, my.
Krumkaka is like sort of like a crepe, but it's formed into a cone, and it's flaky and delicious, very hard to make. It's amazing. Shall we?
So I guess if you don't want to stay inside, eat Scandinavian pastries and read, you can go out and
do. I don't know why anybody would want to. But
some of these things. That sounds like a dream to me.
Yes. So first up we have Tar and Feather, which is Wiggle Whiskey's annual event of becoming messy, I should say.
Nice. Yeah.
It is a nonprofit fundraiser. So all these different nonprofits have gotten together and figure out a way to tar and feather each other, because the history behind it is that the tar and feathering happened.
People were humiliated and killed in horrible ways in our history. Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
So we celebrate that with whiskey.
I knew you were going to. Yes. You knew you were going to come in on the crucial point. So we celebrate that with lots of glitter and feathers and dunk tanks and stuff like that. This year is different, I want to say, because it is at the Barrel House. It was in the Strip District, but the Strip District is growing immensely, so they have no room for it anymore. It is $20 as well. So last year it also used to be a free event, but I think this is for the best because it was crazy insane the last couple years, and it's going to be a nice controlled crowd where you will be able to get tar and feathered or see people getting tar and feathered.
It's like a really dignified affair.
Yeah, traditional way.
For $20. And obviously it goes to a good cause. So the winner of the best tar and feathering also gets some proceeds. So very good event on Friday, and you can buy tickets now.
Get tarred up.
Yeah. And if you love Indiana Jones, you can head over to the Science Center, because Indiana Jones Night After Dark.
Indiana, what? Indiana dun, Jones. Dun, dun, dun.
dun, dun.
Indiana Jones After Dark at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History.
Ooh.
Is on Friday.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I had those. I was wrong.
That's okay. Indiana Jones After Dark.
Yes.
At the Natural History Museum.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, they're exciting because Indiana Jones is
Natural History Museum. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Ancient artifacts.
I did see they have their own crystal skull.
Whoa.
Too. What?
I think that his name's Fred, I saw. Or at least for the purposes of this event.
It is not all the time.
Not like a part of an exhibit.
I'm not totally sure. It just said, see our crystal skull, Fred.
Isn't that a real thing from history? If I remember from the movie, it was like an alien thing.
Well, I think crystal skulls exist. I want to say I listened to an episode of Stuff You Should Know where they talk about it.
I didn't know.
I know. Awesome. I learned so much on that podcast. But yeah, I think they are a real thing. I don't think that they are connected in real life to aliens, though. Time will tell, you know?
You don't know.
Well, this is
Kepler's still out there. We don't know what it'll find.
I was going to say this is your time to learn because you're at the Natural History Museum. So maybe ask a friend or ask an employee and they'll be able to answer your questions.
Your favorite
Natural History Museum.
No, I was going to say your favorite charismatic archaeologist.
Yes.
Did you hear there's going to be a new Indiana Jones movie maybe?
That doesn't surprise me. I don't know if I heard that.
Already been a new Indiana Jones movie?
Well, like 5 years ago.
Like a new.
Like a new. Like
a new Shia LaBeouf.
As long as Harrison Ford draws breath.
Oh. Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this will be your intro into it if you need a refresher for $15. So it's not a bad price. There was also going to be snakes from the Pittsburgh Zoo, which is scary and exciting on once. And then they're going to be doing the score. The Pittsburgh Philharmonic is going to be doing a little bit of the score from Indiana Jones.
Oh,
wait, Pittsburgh has a Philharmonic though?
I know. I thought that too, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be like, I don't know culture. Yeah, I guess.
Ditto. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they do. So,
okay, what's the difference between a symphony and a philharmonic?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I don't even. You know who our coworker Noah would know?
Noah,
who writes symphonies in his spare time.
Noah Broad, our classical music correspondent. By the way, you've been challenged to participate in the WYEP.
I know. I have to do it.
Some Beatles.
We did it.
I'm meeting with my voice coach right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Build it up, Rachel.
I need to
raise those expectations.
I need to really work on my diction and my range right now because I've been out of the game for a while. So
my video is approximately 8 seconds long because I cannot sing, nor did I know the lyrics to that song. So
yes, I will probably go in that vein, but it will be there. I promise. How long is the campaign going for?
I think till the end of the month.
Okay.
So for people who don't know, WYEP, our sister station, they were in the middle of their, you know, their spring pledge drive when Prince died. And because they are a class act, they stopped asking for money and just went to, you know, tribute coverage of Prince. It was a very, it was a really nice moment in public radio, I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, now they have this big funding shortfall. So they cooked up this idea that they're asking people to sing a few lines of the Beatles song, A Little Help from My Friends.
Yeah. I mean,
you post it on Facebook, on the special Facebook group.
Tag YEP.
I think hashtag YEP Friends, WYEP Friends.
Yeah, I think that's it. And then there's a Facebook page for it that you would post to it.
And then you challenge your friends to do the same, a la Ice Bucket, I suppose.
Yes.
But it's a little more fun than I feel like the...
Yeah.
Well, no offense to the Ice Bucket. I would prefer to sing that too, to dump a bucket of ice on myself.
Yeah. And we donated as well. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So,
all right, I'm on it. Well, we also have a couple more events that I want to talk about.
Oh, yes. Things happening in the city of Pittsburgh.
The point of the show.
Not to change subjects. But a family-friendly affair, the Strawberry Festival Friday at Sorgel's. They have a strawberry orchard that you can go out and pick your own strawberries.
I love strawberries.
Me too. And June is National Strawberry Month. If you did not know that.
I did not know that.
I was not aware.
Yeah, that's the perfect prime time for strawberry picking.
They've been looking real good at the grocery store lately. I've been having a hard time not buying them all.
Well, Sorgel's from 4 to 9 on June 10th. Excuse me, 4 to 8. You can go and pick your own strawberries.
Plus, they have like a big kind of like
bakery
market. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can get like all sorts of stuff.
And Yelpers talk about how amazing the baked goods are in the market over and over and over again.
Speaking of pastries.
Yes. And then we have Pittsburgh Pride.
Yeah. Kesha Dollar Sign is going to be here on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And she'll be performing for Pride in the Street at, I think that starts at 6. Right.
It starts at 6 o'clock. Yes. 6 o'clock.
She'll be there.
We also have a pub crawl on Friday. And then on Sunday, there is the Equality March. Mm-hmm. And then also Pride Fest, which is the festival downtown on Liberty Avenue where they close off the whole street and have a bunch of different booths. I saw my first cat stroller there, but it has nothing to do with Pride, but I thought it was amazing.
That is amazing.
There's probably some connection somewhere.
There were two cats in a stroller, and they were just like, meh, chilling. So Animal Rescue League is also down there, so you can adopt some furry friends. But lots of people that support Pride and the mission there, obviously a lot of educational components as well as food, drink, and spectacle, because it's really a great people watching place because people really dress up.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Go and see it for yourself.
Some good people watching at the Arts Fest over the weekend.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have any colorful details for you. We went out to see the David Grisman sextet, which is a nice mix of sort of randos and hippies and country bluegrass types.
Mm-hmm. I like how you say
Pittsburgh people.
Randos.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you fall between those?
Solid rando. Straight rando. Right down the
Straight road. Up rando. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Arts Fest, it does continue throughout the weekend. Yeah. I don't think I mentioned last week, but they also are continuing their food truck alley. So they have food trucks Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. So you can head up to the food trucks.
Friday night, Guster's playing, which was the big draw. And I heard that...
Peduto?
There's supposed to be something kind of cool happening. Okay. So we'll leave it at that.
I don't know anything. I'm just guessing. So.
Yeah. Well, Peduto and Guster's had this whole Twitter love.
Yeah.
But also, I have to mention something on Saturday night, back to Saturday.
I know. We skipped around a lot, so you're going to have to go to Yelp.
Pay close attention. Yes. You can also, look them up on Yelp. Paint Monkey in Lawrenceville is doing a Game of Thrones night, and I'm super pumped about it because I am just... The season's getting ready to wrap up. I am in full Game of Thrones mode right now. So you can go. It's $40. You can paint your favorite sigil crest. You can pick whichever house you want to be a part of and paint your crest or whatever to go with it. And then it's BYOB. So bring your own mead or ale or steak pie or something.
Delicious. Or turkey. Icelandic fare.
Yeah. Your favorite Scandinavian Danish.
Yeah.
So that's going on.
What's your favorite house?
I might go Targaryen. I really like Daenerys, so I don't know, but also got some mad love for Jon Snow, so.
Well, he is quite attractive. But anyway, lots and lots going on this weekend. So whether you want to paint your family crest or paint your body for Pride Fest.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. A lot going on. So enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.
Signing off.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.